The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hi guys, it's your old pal cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you love the show, and I know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have t-shirts, long sleeve hats, and hoodies for your wearing pleasure. And thank you so much for rocking that shit out at shows. It really means a lot. I am here with two very, very funny, very wonderful people who I'm very happy to have on the show. To my left, you guys know him from the Young Guns podcast. It's my good buddy, Robbie Goodwin.
Hey, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for being here, man. I really appreciate it. And as always, you're a fucking great dude to have. And I really appreciate every time I get to spend time with you.
Fuck yeah, dude. This is one of my favorite shows to do.
No, dude, you're the best. And to my right, very, very funny young comic, Stuart Fullerton's here.
I'm skewered.
Thank you so much for being here. I think
thank you
a lot
for having me. I can't wait.
I appreciate it. And thank you so much for your, both of you guys for your time. Let's get plugs out of the way. Stuart, what do you want people to check out?
Oh, shit. Okay, I have a lot. I'm going to be in Connecticut next weekend at Mohegan Sun. I forget them all.
Oh, and Robbie, why don't you do your plugs while Stuart
I'll do Stuart's plugs. She's going to be in Nashville in January.
Wait, no. Okay, listen to That Time of the Week podcast. Next weekend, the 15th through the 18th, I'm going to be in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun. Then January 6th weekend, I'm going to be in Nashville at Zany's with Hannah Burner. And then the following week, the 11th, I'll also be in Nashville.
Very, very cool.
And
Trashville.
Yeah. Those are all I have for now. Sorry, I forgot.
Robbie?
Plugs.
If you're in San Francisco, I will be at the Don't Tell Comedy Show on the 17th, and I'm also doing the Valencia Room, both on the 17th, both at 8 p.m. You know, check them both out, you know? Hop around. And me and Figs are headlining the Doped Up Comedy Club in February, which is a ways away, but I'll announce it here.
That's cool. Yeah. Very good. And please make sure you check out the Young Guns podcast.
Oh, yeah,
as
Young
well.
Guns, too.
And, guys, for me, check out my other shows here on the network, Real Ass Podcast, and Bye Guys with Einon Fidance. And, hey, you know, you've heard me mention it before, but the fucking date's coming up, baby. Fucking December 15th, ECW Arena, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Myself, Ryan Shaner, LaMare Lee, dream come true, doing comedy in the arena where my favorite wrestling company lived. And, also,
you, Ryan, and LaMare look like a cartoon.
Yeah, it's
like Ed and Eddie or something.
and then, no details yet, but somebody booked a new movie.
Who was it?
Two of your other favorite comedians are also in it, and it's not the one I just shot with Ian. It's a new one, and if everything works out, I might be in a movie with one of my favorite people in the history of entertainment. I'm going to know next week, so we'll have more news next week. Until then,
Johnny Depp.
Nobody did Amber direct Hurry. A movie with him. Don't say it out loud.
Oh, I know exactly who it is.
Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, real quick, I want to talk to you about our friends at Yo-Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you do Kratom, Yo-Kratom is the only place you should be getting it from. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, and gas stations for your Kratom when you can get it delivered right to your gosh darn door. They have all the best strains, the best customer service, and the best prices available. That's right, $60 a kilo delivered right to your door, delivered discreetly and with a kiss and a smile from me, because there is no company I love better on earth than the marquee sponsor of Skankfest, the sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital, and our good friends at Yo-Kratom. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, there's a castle. There's a freak. This is Castle Freak. Hit the song, Robbie.
Castle Freak, Castle Freak,
she's Castle Freaky.
This is castle a fun freak. Movie. It is from 1995. It is directed by Stuart Gordon. I have talked about this movie a
great
lot
name.
On the show before.
Amazing name.
Stuart Goodwin.
This is what happens when a movie studio owns a castle. And they say,
hell
hey,
yes.
Go shoot a movie real quick for us. Use the same actors you use in everything else. And then make up that it's based on a story by H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, love
so it's
it.
Not actually based on I saw in the notes.
I guess it is, yeah. But very loosely.
Yeah, hilarious.
It's there's some of the elements from the story are in it.
Okay.
There's
a couple
of
Reanimator people in it, right?
What?
There's a couple of Reanimator alumni?
Yeah, Stuart Gordon did that as well.
Interesting.
We're watching this on Shudder. You guys know how I feel about Shudder. It is my favorite app to watch movies on. They will not sponsor me. But I love them anyway. Check them out. If you want to watch the movie right along with us, you know we do a 10 count. You can sync it up. Or we release it on YouTube and you can sync it up through that or Stitcher. Or just fucking subscribe to the network. Or if you're broke as a joke, we do show the movie every Friday night at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. And sometimes I'll pop in there as well and chat around with you guys for a little while. Aww. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Friends in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Roll the tape. So this is a full moon release. It was supposed to be under the label Pulse Pounders, which was going to be a new label that was supposed to be extreme unrated horror.
Yeah,
however, that fell out, and they wound up not forming that sub-label. And they later used the name as a kids' entertainment company.
I think I just watched Pulse Pounders 4 on browsers.
when Moonbeam Entertainment went out of business. I've told the story of the conception of this movie many times. Stuart Gordon, excellent director, gave us Reanimator from Beyond.
Stuart Goodwin.
Goes in for a meeting with Charles Band of Full Moon Entertainment. And Charles says, what movie do you want to make next? And behind him is a big poster of a hot lady getting whipped by a hunchbacked freak in a castle. And it says, Castle Freak. And he goes, who's making that? And he goes, do you want to? And he goes, sure, what's it about? And he goes, I don't know, we just made the poster.
That's so awesome.
Because they had the castle?
Because they had a castle, and they came up with the name Castle Freak. This was Charles Band's actual castle that him and his family owned.
Oh, my god!
So in Europe, so they said...
Is this the hot lady?
You can make the movie. I just needed to have a castle and a freak and a hot lady. You can pick anything else. Go make a movie.
Wow, I love that.
I wish someone would do that for me. Just give me 3 suggestions and let me just run
off. This is like White Lotus. It's like just have rich people in Italy and one person dies.
That's how they did Fairly Odd Parents and Danny Phantom. They're just like, that's a funny title. Let's work backwards.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's literally that guy. He just comes up with the title first. And he's like, oh, that's funny.
And, so then they made the movie. It's pretty goddamn good. They just remade it very recently. It got released on Shudder. Shout out to the boys from Ship to Shore Media who were involved in that. Love you guys. And, it was a fun movie. We're going to have a good gosh darn time. This is one of 3 movies where Barbara Crampton is topless and groped by the monster in the movie.
Woo.
3?
Yeah, ladies. There's 3 different movies where she gets groped by a monster by this director.
Wow. This guy, I feel like he worked with that scene and then worked backwards.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, how do I get her to be groped by a monster?
Yeah, how do I get monster hands on this lady's tits?
Yeah.
And then I work backwards. But yeah, this was the Charles Band family mansion, and they actually had to clean up all the blood and effects in the middle of the shoot because they had a family reunion in the castle.
No way.
So while they're shooting the movie, they had to hide the fact that they were shooting a movie.
That's hilarious.
It's like Bowfinger.
Yeah. because the director's family was coming and they're all hoity-toity people.
That's so fun. That, now that sounds like White Lotus.
I have never worked for Full Moon. I have desperately wanted to. And one time I met somebody who was an editor there, and we asked how they paid as compared to Troma. And they said they pay in cocaine and sandwiches.
Hell yes.
Is that the cat talking? Oh, no, there he is.
That's a freak.
That's a freak. Aww.
It's all right. She made him a sandwich. She's just beating him so that he doesn't attack her when she gives him his food.
Oh, really?
I mean...
So it's a good thing?
No, I think it's probably a miserable existence.
There's some dudes who would pay for that, though.
Yeah, of course.
Not that woman, though.
That you never know.
I don't know.
Listen, if your mom really fucked you up...
Someone has a grandma that touched them when they were a kid.
Yeah. I've been more and more, the ladies I look at on Reels and TikTok
have
and shit like that have been very older MILFy.
Wow. Well, yeah. MILFy is different than this.
Yeah, no, these are like elderly. But I mean, like, so I'm 35. I'm talking like 55, 60.
Yeah.
Wow.
With some big honkers on
gray
them.
Hair?
Yeah, some of them. Wow. But they do the thing where they have like loose clothing on. Yeah. It's like pow.
Oh, yeah.
Pow,
yeah.
Pow. And then they pull it and it's like a bikini.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, not bad for a grandma.
I love hot grandmas. Yeah. It's my favorite thing in America.
Who's the hottest grandma? Helen Mirren?
Oh, no. Is Selma Hayek a grandma?
Is she? I guess is she in her 60s?
I don't know. We were talking earlier today about how she might be the most timeless woman.
Yeah, she looks the same. I watched Dogma recently. She looks the same as that.
Celebrities don't count to me, though. That's their job to be hot. That's I mean, real hot grandmas.
True.
Real hot grandmas?
All right, yeah. Who's a real hot grandma?
I have my friend Nick has one.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he's
going
to be
say Nick's grandma, too.
Nick's grandma.
She's hot. She looks like Sarah Jessica Parker.
All right. So she looks like a witch. Great.
Well, yeah, a little. Actually, she doesn't.
Was that
look
Sarah Jessica Parker? With
she looks like a version of this one with lots of Botox.
I don't mean to speak out of turn here, but just so you know, I do have a grandma under my belt.
Oh,
you do.
Wait, let me see.
I have bedded a grandma
in your shirt.
Yeah, it's a little tiny. Yeah. Let me out, Zach, please.
I have bedded a grandma.
Wait, that's great.
Yep. That was many moons ago.
That's actually a big
deal. Did you have to tiptoe through the nursing home?
No, I think I was like 25, 26.
I might be having deja vu, but I feel like you've told me this before.
I might have.
Wow. Jonathan Fuller, Stuart Gordon
Fuller. Wow.
I think I might have told
you
about getting a gummer, and that was a different person.
Yeah, okay, that was it. Wait, and how did you meet the grandma?
She was a comedian.
Bingo night.
Wow.
She was a comic, yeah.
I go cruising at bingo.
Yep.
That would be crazy. What a feat.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I have only good reviews.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I've gotten a gummer and it was not from a grandma.
What's a gummer?
A gummer is a toothless
blow job
beach.
With no teeth. You Ugh. Can figure it out. Put two and two together.
Yeah.
I tried. I really did try before I asked. I hate sounding inexperienced.
Yeah, no. In my early 20s, I managed to hunt down the illustrious, I got a gummer and I got a blumpkin.
Gummer and blumpkin?
Yeah, not combined. Not a gumpkin or a blummer.
Wait, what's a blumpkin again?
A blumpkin is
you shit in the bed?
Is while you're getting a blowjob on the toilet while you take a poop.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, that's just multitasking.
I didn't like it because it felt like...
I hate that.
It felt like a tug of war.
Yeah, it's like both ends are too
much. It felt like a tug of war in my pelvis.
Yeah.
Like one end was going this way.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah. It's like a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. It felt like I was getting pulled in two different directions.
That's what gay guys do, basically.
More or less, yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, I mean, on the backstroke, is the guy's giving you a reach around.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's going in, not out.
That's true.
But it's also going out.
Sometimes going out, yeah.
Yeah, at some
half the time it's going out.
I've heard anal 50%. Sex feels like pooping.
I wouldn't know.
Neither would I.
I wouldn't know. Well, I...
Harrington, what does it feel like?
Harrington's like, what's it feel like? $40. $40 and a bowl of soup.
A night, a place to stay in for a night.
Castello di Rossino.
But yeah, this is
a White Lotus prequel?
Everyone pretty much all these full moon movies are beautiful because they go to Europe to shoot them where they're shooting on super low budgets, but they're in these countries where the dollar is super good.
Is it the same place as the Monkey movie? The same fucking...
No, but it's the same concept.
Okay.
Where you go to a country where the dollar is really good and you make your budget three times what it should be.
Damn, you can't do that anymore because the dollar is like...
Yep. No, like... there's still a few. My friends who I mentioned earlier, they have an entire company where they basically go to what you would call, the correct term is developing nations.
Oh, okay. The
developing nations.
Yeah, we'll be filming in Donbass.
And they step for places that don't have like a film community or a film commission.
Yeah.
And they kind of work with the local government to find cheaper places to shoot for the cast and crew to stay and shit like that.
I'm shocked they don't do that more. Let's say like Haiti or Cairo or something like that.
No, there's companies have done it. Usually a lot of like towns in America will have film commissions. Where they kind of just started going overseas and doing it. Because there are filmmakers there that just don't get the, you know, if you're a gaffer or a sound technician and you live in one of these developing nations. You know, I'm not saying shithole countries.
Yeah.
A diplomat.
We love the developing nations.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say third world country because that has a bad connotation.
You're not allowed to say that anymore?
No.
In business wise, you shouldn't. The way we... Because
we're
the way
skipping
I've been told,
them, ranking them third.
Yeah,
and the way we're first.
Maybe there's a fourth, huh?
Is third world countries, you shouldn't drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
So there are third world countries in America.
Okay. Yeah, right. Flint, Michigan.
Yeah,
Little Rock, Arkansas.
So I've been told to say
Fresno, California.
Developing nations.
Yeah. So the developing nation I shot in was Buffalo, New York.
Yeah. What are they developing? Diarrhea from the water.
In Buffalo, they're developing drugs and Cheerios.
Yeah, Buffalo seems sad to me.
Oh, do they make Cheerios there?
Yeah, there's a Cheerio. The General Mills plant is there, and there's a part of Buffalo when you drive by, everything smells like Cheerios.
Oh,
doesn't
my
that painting look like Mac from Always Sunny? Oh, you missed it. Hold on. We'll go back to it. There's a painting of a lady, and her eyeballs always make me think of Mac.
Oh, my God. Can you liquidate the assets of these states? Ooh, I love the trendy daughter. How much is the estate worth?
Oh, that is impossible to say. No one. Yeah, there's a big part.
Is the daughter
I think
blind?
It's the General Mills plant, but there's a huge part of Buffalo that's when you walk out of the car, you're like, is there just a giant bowl of Cheerios right here?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Cheerio.
Okay, is the daughter blind?
Yes.
Oh.
What we're going to find out is that
it's always the blind one that can really see
can really
through.
See.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mom and a dad, and they're basically on the outs. And then the daughter was killed. They have one daughter who was killed in a car wreck,
and
the other daughter was blinded in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's because the dad was driving drunk. So they're traveling, but they're all like estranged. Like they're all estranged and don't
like
each
other right now.
That's Barbara Crampton from, like we said, Reanimator from Beyond. Ton of great movies. That is. Our good friend Jeffrey Combs from Reanimator, from Beyond, The Frighteners. Also plays Edgar Allan Poe in his own one-man show on Broadway.
A multi-talent.
Yeah.
He's what's a really good actor.
What's he doing in Castle Freak?
I believe one of the only actors, and I have to word this correctly, to play multiple characters in multiple Star Trek series.
Oh.
So he has different characters he plays in different like iterations of Star Trek.
So he's in like Next Generation as one guy. The original series is a
I believe
guy.
There's one series he's multiple people in.
Wow.
And then there's other series he's in.
So he cleans up at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
He can sign like three times.
Yeah. He pops into like a fucking he just comes out in different outfit changes every hour.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing now at cons is the in costume photo shoot.
Con.
And people love that. That clown from Terrifier cleans up.
Oh my God, Terrifier is like the movie right now.
Yeah,
everyone
people are
fucking loves it. Do we really need another killer clown?
I agree.
How many goddamn clowns are there? Besides the one in the White House.
But yeah, they'll do like full photo shoots with, you can get your professional photo taken with the guy from the movie in the outfit.
Right, right, right.
And they charge a fucking ton.
I'm sure. I mean, that's a lot to ask for someone to like dress up in character if they're going to make a celebrity appearance.
Yeah.
You know how Gary Busey just got caught for like groping women at the con?
Yeah, and then the next day was shitting on a park bench.
Shitting on a park bench. But,
groping little girls at a horror con.
Hey, Aqualung. My friend Nick Oldershaw, who you should have on, he's very knowledgeable about horror. He said he went to that con and Gary Busey was there, and he got kicked out then for groping women.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because apparently at that con, there's like no barrier between, like the celebrities just walk around with the fans and shit or whatever.
Well, plus, Gary, like, nobody should, and I'm not excusing his actions, but nobody should be surprised that Gary Busey's fucking nuts.
Yeah, he's a crazy guy.
Well, he has brain damage.
Yeah.
He got in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why he's, like, all fucked up.
And he didn't seem with it before that.
No, and now, years of cocaine later.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you think he poked his already damaged brain?
Where are those titties? Those are mine. I knew I left them somewhere.
Stuart, have you ever been groped by Gary Busey?
Yeah, actually, I have. Actually, I got to Google who that is.
If you bring it up and you're like, oh, my God, I was.
Oh, my God, wait, he raped me. Wait, I know him. Oh my. I know who this is. He's so scary. Wow. What a horrible person to be groped by.
You know what's
by.
Funny is that's the one guy when he got Me Too'd and I was like, well, of course. It's always the guy you most suspect.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like you, Robbie.
No, take that back. How dare you?
What happened to his fucking face?
Yeah, so it was mom, dad.
Oh, is this
sister,
a flashback?
Brother. He's driving. The brother unbuckled to grab something out of the seat. JJ? And
oh. JJ? Oh, no, there's glass in her eyes.
She has glass in her eyes. The son's JJ! Dead.
Oh, that would hurt. As a drunk driver, this is hard to watch.
By the way, perfect level of how much you should be committing to, like, he commits himself fully to bad movies, which is why he's a great actor. He could have not done as good of a job as that.
Yeah.
And gotten the same check.
Yeah.
But he does not fuck around.
I love that. Especially with scary movies.
Yeah, it's more fun when they go for it.
I'd rather watch a swing and a miss than a bunt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And swing and misses can be hilarious sometimes.
Yeah.
And then we get two for one, a comedy and a scary.
Yeah, it's true. Comedy and a scary. Yeah, I think the worst movie is just mid, honestly. Like, it's fine. Like, especially when it's just competently made but kind of boring. Bullet Train, a little bit. It was fine. But I was like, why am I spending...
My roommate said, it was... Someone asked her how it was, and she was like, everyone was hot in it.
Yeah. Your roommate has weird taste, because it is good-looking people. They all look fucking crazy in it. Brad Pitt looks like Woody Allen in it.
Oh, Lord.
I'm in. Have you heard about this? Supposedly, it's going to be the scariest movie of the year next year. The Skinamarink?
Oh, no.
So I watched a trailer for it, and I think it looks terrifying. And it's based on a short that the director made called Heck. And it is two kids, 4 and 6, wake up in the middle of the night, and their parents are gone. They're in their house, and all the windows and doors are gone.
Okay.
And it's just in their house, and the only light is the TV. And there's something in the house talking to them.
And they don't know what it is.
And they don't. And supposedly it's like just an hour and change nightmare.
Nightmare.
Ooh.
Okay, so I don't watch a ton of scary movies. I like them, but I don't like sit down and watch them, especially alone. Smile, the trailer, freaked the shit out of me.
That's fair.
Was it scary?
I didn't see all of it. It looked reminiscent of a few things I really like.
No, it looked like horror, like... horrifying mentally.
I will watch it at some point. If it's on streaming or if it does, I'm sure I'll hit it. But I mean, it looked very reminiscent of The Ring, and then It Follows, and a few other things that I really like.
Oh, it looked so scary. I, like, don't even think I can watch it.
And I love the ad campaign with the people smiling in the background and shit. Yeah.
I think the ad campaign is the interesting part of that movie. Like, that movie got big just from TikTok.
Just because they had, like, creepy. Horrifying.
Yeah. Well, that the Skinamarink movie, it's not. It doesn't have a release date or a production company to release it yet. But
this is you, Robbie.
People are watching it on TikTok.
It's me every around 7 p.m.
on every Friday,
every single night.
But yeah, people are watching it on TikTok and reviewing it, saying it's the scariest thing they've ever seen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He just liked me for real.
Who cuts themselves in the middle of the night?
Only
you cut yourself in the morning. Or
only, only a drunkard like you.
Yeah,
he killed his whole family.
When do you not? That's when people cut themselves because it's dark. You're not seeing anything. Heard what? Moaning like a child crying. My brother. He did not tell you the story.
So now we're setting up the most basic of reveals that the Duchess who lived in this castle had a son. His name was Giorgio.
And he died. Quote,
oh, no.
Or did he?
Or did she chain him up?
Stuart, I don't remember if I asked you this last time I got to hang out with you. What scared you as a kid?
Oh, okay. So you did ask me, but I wouldn't really get scared by it. I would, like, scare myself, and I would think sharks were really, really scary. And, like, when I would go into my house, I would run really fast, like, because a witch was chasing me.
Okay.
But that's all.
That sounds like OCD.
It's more OCD vibe, but my nightmares are all real. Like, nothing's that crazy.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like, I'm very realistic.
That's fair.
I don't love blood, though. I, like, hate blood.
She loves the Crips.
Yeah. I love the Crips.
That's how it goes. Do you have any bad experiences with blood that, like, fucked you up? Because that you think is the...
Not really. I just don't love watching blood. And honestly, the faker it is, the worse, the more gross it is.
Okay.
Like, Scream, I couldn't cut food for, like, a week after I saw Scream. But I was, like, in sixth grade. Like, Scream freaks me out. Like, I don't like the stabbing. You know? Not really any bad blood experiences. I could not get stitches. Like, I would have to be put under to get stitches.
Odd things bother me. I don't like getting shots.
I don't.
And I feel like so...
I'll take a shot, and I'll leave you in stitches.
I love you, dude. I really
leave.
Do. I really do. You're my favorite.
Leave.
Like, I felt like such a fucking puss getting my fucking vaccination and me being, like, squeamish about getting the shot in an arm that was full of tattoos.
Right. Yeah, that's hilarious. Cause there's like,
it's
that's
how it goes in. It's like, ooh.
Like, I think we just have there's like a natural aversion to needles.
And I don't know what it is about that was the vaccine, but like, when you got the vaccine, weren't at some point you were like, you're putting a lot of shit in me, right? Like, it felt like she was really.
Oh,
it
they
hurt.
Were going in there.
It was like, it was worse than a lot of shots I've ever gotten.
And then, like, my arm was like, I've gotten shots where I don't remember it feeling like my arm was blowing up
like
a balloon.
A huge needle.
It
or
did.
Something.
The first one felt really. I got the Johnson & Johnson, which like
isn't that the bad
it,
one?
It like gives you AIDS, I guess, or something. But it like really hurt. But it's just a one shot. It like hurt.
Yeah,
it,
that one I sucked. Did too. And the second one made me sicker. I think, or I don't remember. One of them made me fucked up. One of them fucked me up good.
Yeah.
I just remember being really sore, and I just remember thinking, like, wow, that's so much going inside me right now.
Been
that's
there.
That's what you thought when you got the Blumpkin or whatever
been
the fuck
there.
That was called. I got my vaccine in a Hasidic. I got it early, and I got in a Hasidic neighborhood just because the Hasidic Jews, none of them wanted to take it. So they're just like, we are the only place with vaccines right now.
I got it pretty early because...
So you got the chosen shot.
I did. I got the Jewish shot.
A very wonderful young woman signed a bunch of comedians up as restaurant workers.
Y'all went up to the Bronx and stuff.
I went out to Deep Brooklyn and got it.
Or Deep Brooklyn, wow. Yeah. I remember that.
But there was no line.
Yeah, it's funny that we all rushed out to get the shot, and now they can't, like, give them away.
Yeah.
That's the two Americas.
Eating babies. Okay, Balenciaga. So did you guys hear that they said that the Balenciaga, like, the way, Robbie, right, the way that they spelled Balenciaga on the caution tape in the ad was B-A-A-L, which is, like, from the Bible, it's like a demon that eats children.
And Baal is the king. Is Baal. So
they're trying to be provocative. Like, they're really just trying to, like...
It's just creepy that it's like a child fucking demon.
Demon, yeah.
I mean, listen, if you're going to be a demon...
Yeah.
Be a child fucking demon.
Yeah, who's the demon who's like, whoa, I have lines.
Yeah.
Me.
You. Yeah, you kind of are like a demon in the social construct.
Yeah, so I'm trying not to, like... jump too bored of the Balenciaga conspiracy stuff. Like, yes, something is not good. Somebody's trying to be very provocative, and I think it's gross, and you shouldn't do that. But then, like, I saw people tweeting this weekend that, like, oh, well, the guy that owns the parent company of Balenciaga also owns this website that sells child sex mannequins.
Everyone's getting real conspiracy these days.
And it was statues... by two artists who do, like, very offensive art,
right,
where it'll be, like, basically, like, two mannequins of little girls,
yeah,
with their faces connected with a vagina between the faces, and it's called Two-Faced Cunt. Like, stuff like that.
I
where
like
it's
it.
Like,
as a opponent of pedophiles, I don't approve. As a fan of wordplay, not
yeah.
bad.
As an artist?
And they're like, well, these are child sex dolls. Like, no, these are offensive...
Yeah.
Offensive,
art
shocking.
Pieces.
That's my.
No, I think it was some gay guy that was like, well, let's make it child porn.
Yeah, gay guys are nuts. But here's my thing, like John Waters, you know, it's just like offensive shock value. Can't.
And plus, by the way, the website they said was fucking Christie's, the art auction website. So all art is on there. It's not like it's a child sex doll website.
My other thing with the
Balenciaga. He also owns Gucci, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My other thing with Balenciaga.
But they're not going to go after Gucci because a lot of them can afford Gucci.
Right.
They're just going to go after these crazy ones because it's like got a better story to it.
Yeah. I just think it's also like the same people going after Balenciaga are also like the free speech warriors. It's like you have to pick one or the other. You can't be pro free speech and anti.
Yeah. Like, do I want to go see the Piss Christ? That was like a big art piece that Giuliani wanted gone.
Oh, I remember,
which was like a Christ, like, thing of piss. And I'm like, do I want to see that? No. But do I believe that person has the right to make that
absolutely.
And display it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like clearly the intent was like artistic, even if, I guess it's an ad.
Like, I don't think kids should be around anything fucked up like that.
But they are, especially like kids are in R-rated movies with fucked up shit at all times.
Yeah, but dude, if somebody's worked on movies, you work so hard to make sure they don't see anything and they're not on set for anything fucked up. Oh, yeah, big time.
I did hear they even like shielded Jodie Foster from like all the scenes in Taxi Driver that were crazy.
Yeah, like you wouldn't know. Like you're off set.
But still, I mean, you're still going to get exposed to stuff. I mean, they're going to see the movie. You know?
That's up to the parents. But one thing I will say. And I know I get a lot of shit for being too... I defend art too much. If you're really, really mad about Balenciaga, about all this shit, before you take them down, you gotta be mad at child beauty pageants.
Yeah, that's...
If we are ranking our children by hotness, and there's people that do it professionally, that's who we gotta go after
child
first.
Child beauty pageants are so funny to me, though. I'd never want them to go away.
That bothers me more than
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, that grosses me out way more than anything.
That kind of looks like the mom.
Yeah, I do.
Mama Rose.
And I feel like that should upset you way more than like a picture of a kid next to like some satanic thing.
Yeah. I agree. I think
maybe I'm wrong. By the way, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass.
I just think it's like if you're gonna value free speech as a principle, you have to defend even one stuff you don't like or think is objectionable.
Yeah, isn't
if
there
it's in the name of art?
Isn't that somebody's thing? Like free speech isn't about protecting speech you like is about protecting speech that offends you.
Yeah, but that these people aren't principled. There's like, I want free speech that's convenient for me. And if there's art I don't like, I want to take it down. And not that I think there's a lot of artistic merit to Balenciaga, but it's like, if you believe in free speech, you have to let that go.
Sure, you must be so turned on right now by me and Robbie's fucking libertarian ass discussion.
Yeah, I am. I'm like, wow. No, I feel bad. I didn't mean to bring up Balenciaga.
Welcome. Oh, no.
I only brought it up because it looks like the sex monster.
Yeah. I like talking about it.
I mean, it kind of fits into like horror, like movie making and horror and all that shit. Shock.
Yeah, I've worked on movies that have had kids in the like a child character, and it sucks to like even have to do the auditions. Like, you just feel like a creep.
Yeah.
Like, I always try to have a female, casting assistant, so that it's just not like me in a basement. Like, let me meet your daughter.
I knew she was gonna find the monster.
Meow. Yeah, but she's not gonna know it's a monster. Fuck, love these blind bitch.
If you're so smart, why are you blind?
Her dad killed her, or killed her eyes. Her drunk daddy.
Oh, meow. Hell yeah.
That's a good cat.
I called that dialogue. You know who's a good cat? The cat in Alien.
Cat, that's a great cat.
Oh, we just watched Alien.
Yeah, we just watched Alien. I showed her Alien for the first time.
What did you think?
I loved it. What?
All right, here's a horror theory. This should be fun. Alien is a haunted house movie.
Oh, yeah, because they're kind of like going around and it pops up out of nowhere. That's pretty good.
Most great spaceship movies are haunted house movies.
And I actually really don't like things where they're in space, but I loved Alien.
I was like, it's not like crazy space. It's like very grounded space.
I also love that. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Alien, Sigourney Weaver. I love that the alien. Oh, I love that the alien actually was scary.
Yep.
Because I hate it when the monster. Here's my thing with horror movies, Zach, and you could tell me what you think. I almost always love the horror movie until I see the monster, and then I don't care. Like, the monster's never...
Because the monster takes it out of you because you're like, this now.
I would rather suspense forever than a monster.
That's what's cool about Alien is you don't see that much of the alien in the first one.
Yeah.
Well, the point of good horror, I think, is you shouldn't see. Mm-hmm. That you're... Nobody could ever make something as scary as what's in your mind.
Right.
Yeah.
So most great horror characters, we don't see very much of.
I will say, even though I loved Barbarian, I thought it was fantastic. Once you see the monster, it's a little bit less.
Yeah,
once you're kind of like wondering
over
what the,
it.
Yeah, once you're kind of wondering what the fuck is happening.
Zach, I think you were telling me this back in the day. They used to put them.
No.
Oh no.
They used like the comedy meow, like the like from The Simpsons or something. What did you see, you dumb blind bitch? Oh no. Who cuts themselves during the day?
What, were you drunk again? Your daughter scraped, your blind daughter scraped her knees. We can't watch her every minute. Well, you can't, obviously, can you?
Listen, there's somebody in the castle. No. That's a castle freak.
Yep.
Okay, this monster's scaring me.
All right, now I don't feel bad that he got whipped.
Kind of looks like Barbarian.
Bebe.
I'm sorry, Stuart, what were you saying about not seeing the monster?
Oh, I think you told me. I think you told me that back in the day they would show the monster immediately so people would watch.
Well, no, that's sci-fi movies.
And then now they wait.
That's like sci-fi channel movies.
You would have to show the monster immediately.
It was in the the way the movie was written. So basically, when you worked for the Sci-Fi Channel and you did sci-fi originals, they gave you an outline.
Hailey Bieber nails.
And it had to be based off of commercial. Like,
okay.
And you had to see
the monster before the
first 10 minutes.
Oh.
So it's breaking the monster's breaking its thumb off, so you get the handcuff off.
Oh. Oh my god. He didn't want to try that 10 years ago?
I don't know. Last ditch effort. So.
Oh, wow. Well, and the cat gave him strength.
Yes, he got cat strength. Don't ever do anything like that again. But ideally, all great horror icons, more or less, we don't see until the last act, or if we do see them, it's in pieces.
Yeah.
So, and I've done this list before, but like, Hannibal Lecter is in Silence of the Lambs for like less than 15 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, he actually has the Oscar for like least amount of screen time to win.
Beetlejuice is not in Beetlejuice for most of the movie. To the point where they had to add the scene on the stairway where the banister comes alive.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't use actual Beetlejuice anymore because they were done with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
So they added that scene so that he would be on screen
more. Be on screen. Oh my God.
Jaws, don't see him. Whole movie. Jason, don't see him. Whole first movie. Not in the first movie, basically.
Yeah. You're right.
Freddy Krueger, on screen very, very little in the first movie. Any of these iconic horror characters, more or less,
we don't see
them for the majority of the film, even though they're the main person in the movie. That was almost my issue with, and I liked the new It. I thought there was too much Pennywise. And he lost his hair.
Yeah,
It too isn't that scary, but it's really fun and wacky.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it more, weirdly. Because it's just so, it's so Stephen King. It's actually like very Stephen King.
It's Stephen King to a fault.
Yeah.
Where it lacks his subtlety. I didn't think It too needed to add the gay subplot.
Oh yeah, where Pennywise. It was funny. Pennywise, like there's like articles like Pennywise is homophobic. Are we okay with this? It's like he's a killer clown. He eats children.
Well, the whole deal was in the book. Pennywise comes back because of the two gay guys that get beat to death,
right?
In Derry, because that means that the hatred is coming back. So right. That gay guy that gets beat up at the fair is correct. That's
right.
From the book.
Gotcha.
But then to have Bill Hader be gay for no reason, I didn't understand.
Oh, yeah. I'm a gay guy.
It felt forced.
I'm gay in this movie.
Especially because there was no, like, resolution to it. He was just gay for the sake of having one of them be gay.
Oh.
Well, who hasn't?
Oh, no. Gregorio.
Giorgio.
Oh, Giorgio, sorry. Giorgio.
Giorgio. Giorgio.
And even...
Giorgio.
Giorgio.
He's a beautiful animal.
The fuck, Giorgio? What you do? He's a beautiful
he
freak.
He has Hailey Bieber nails.
That's right.
Last night, my wife and I watched... So we'll just put on like our favorite Soprano sometimes.
Yeah.
And last night, we watched the one where Johnny Sack catches Ginny with the candy bars.
That's
on
my
the
favorite episode.
That's our favorite. It's one of our favorites, too.
That's my favorite.
Dude, Johnny Sack's a great guy.
Yeah, he really went to bat for that fat
wife. I never did
wife.
Care.
He loved her so much.
What she
and then he's like, you hiding snacks from me?
That's literally me.
Yeah.
Running to eat candy as soon as Robbie leaves.
These things are so old. 90-pound mole on her ass removed. Ralph Cifaretto is just the worst.
But he's actually so great.
I
can't even look at him. If I saw him on the street, I would throw something at him.
But
He came and spoke to my high school. The actor. Because he was my principal's cousin.
That's so funny. It's Joey Pants, right?
Yeah. Joe Pantaleone, right?
Yeah. Just always such a sleazy weasel in every movie.
Oh.
I believe he's also the bad guy in Corky Romano.
One of Catan's finest films.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Bebe.
This is exactly like Barbarian.
Yeah, there's another movie I heard Barbarian's like exactly like. Butthead from Beavis and Butthead?
This is Zach when he sees a grandma.
No, just your friend Nick's grandma.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
I'll get you guys a visual soon.
This is me at Stuart's house every weekend.
Yeah, literally.
I did think the unspoken plot line of Barbarian was horrifying. We can talk about it now, right?
It's been a while.
It's on HBO Max. If you haven't watched it, you're not going to watch it.
Why'd I
turn to Kevin Brown?
I should show Zach the picture of that. What Michaela's friends found in their.
Oh, yeah. Zach would love that.
What is it?
Who's there?
to make sure.
Yeah, the whole idea of the father of the monster just having that generations and generations of kids is so scary.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so scary.
And he's an amazing actor.
Yeah, that guy was... That was, like, my favorite part, like...
He was good when he went to the grocery store.
Yeah, that scene is awesome. That reminded me of, like, the Best of Lost, and you're like, what's going on? What? And it's, like, slowly reveals itself.
He's also the Night King on Game of Thrones.
Oh, interesting. I haven't watched Game of Thrones, really, but...
He's in a number. He's one of those guys. What?
He is?
Yep.
Oh.
The, like, ice guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Wow.
It's one of those things where, like, he's been in a million fucking things, and he's just so gaunt. That, like, you're just like,
never...
oh, another guy, like, because you can put anything on him.
Right.
And it looks like a regular face.
Uh-huh.
So he's just got that, like, perfect gaunt, like, I can decorate you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's great casting just because he's a great visual, just like a creepy middle-aged Dahmer kind of guy.
Yeah, he's really good. He's the only, I mean, and I'm a Rob Zombie apologist, he is the only good part of the movie 31. Mm. He gives two excellent... monologues.
I was shocked by what I was listening to. You know what, dude? I was shocked Bobby Kelly had seen Three from Hell. I would not have called that at all. Yeah, dude, I love Three from Hell. I watch the new Munsters.
And he goes, I didn't like Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, why would you watch Three from Hell if you didn't like Devil's Rejects? He's like, Sid Higgs is great. He's a big monster of a man. It's like, Bobby, I didn't know you were a cinephile. Did Louis give you these DVDs?
No, but I'll tell you, I did have a conversation with Bobby about movies that Louis has suggested. And I know me and Louis would be boys because Louis suggested Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Which is...
Yeah, S. Craig Zahler, right?
A banger.
I love his other two. I'm actually not a big Bone Tomahawk guy, but I love Brawl and Cell Block.
Brawl and Cell Block 99 is fucking to the tits.
That's
dude.
Like my favorite. And then Dragged Across Concrete is awesome, too.
He also did... I believe he wrote the new Puppet Master.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, he works with, like, because Fangoria and Cinestate used to, like, do shit together.
Yeah, I believe he wrote the new Puppet Master. Which was good. Thomas Lennon was in it.
All right, y'all, it's me, the Officer Puppet Master.
Lock the gates.
Yeah, I will say that, Bone Tomahawk is way too long.
Yeah, I should watch it again. I wasn't like that. I watched it like a while ago. I do love me some Kurt Russell. Oh, is that a mummy?
So I would assume this is the family's mausoleum.
Mausoleum. This guy looks like Jim Carrey. 19 Dickety 2. That's a Simpsons reference.
Oh. It was the style at the time.
It's a style. I put an onion on my belt.
As was the style at the time.
Yeah, he's creeping around in his little blanket. Oh, is that what his son looked like?
That's his son.
That died in the...
Or they switched them.
Holy shit, what a PT plot twist. Oh. Holy shit. You alcoholic.
You fucking drunk.
Is there wine in here?
That is always, so like, I don't ever want to judge people's, like, yuck people's yum as far as how they're preserved.
Hmm.
But I've seen two different funerals that are in, like, the thing like this, where they just put you in the wall at the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's weird?
Yeah.
It's a rich person thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't want to be in.
I think it costs way more to do that.
Than
getting
a stone?
Yeah. I think so.
But I feel like it takes way less room, because you're just in a cabinet.
But your family has to own, like, the mausoleum.
No. I saw one where it was, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in the walls.
I think that in the wall is more expensive. I might be wrong.
Like
I'm
a
glad
drawer?
I don't.
Like you're like in a morgue type
yeah.
drawer?
No, it's like in the cemetery, there's the cemetery I went to. There's like it's like an entire building, and there's hundreds of people. And like you get your.
Judy Garland is like that. Like I do think it's fancier.
I think it's for rich people, yeah. Because I think you don't have to be in the ground with the. You know, you have like
with
individual.
The
yeah.
The whole thing was so like.
I love that there's segregation even in death.
I have to be honest. I want to be cremated. I don't need my.
Same.
Body
I don't want it around.
I don't need it
rolling
around.
I want to be reanimated.
Oh yeah, I want to be an AI.
Yeah, yeah. Why is it just doing profile pictures? How about the robots keep us alive? Maybe you didn't understand. No,
I think maybe you don't understand. I want to be a diamond. You can make.
I mean, Robbie already is AI, an annoying impressionist.
Yeah.
Have you heard of
gay guy?
Have you heard of Adam Sandler?
Officer, my pants are incredibly high.
But I just remember, so like, it was somebody, my family, and they shrunk wrapped them in front of us. Like the coffin, not the body.
Ooh.
But like, we did the funeral. First of all, it was Catholic and Hispanic. So it was like multiple stops. It was a real fucking hole.
Wow, there must have been skulls everywhere.
It was just shit. It was to-dos everywhere. You know, it was church in the morning, and then they take the body on a ride to the next place, and then we took the body to another place, and then we took it to this thing, and it's just like, it was a real all-day fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we went from the funeral home to the church to somewhere else to the fucking this place.
Now, what do you mean by they shrink-wrapped?
They took... So, everyone's in, like, nice clothes, the priest meets us... And then just a bunch of dudes in, like, jeans and sleeveless T-shirts. Like, hey, Fada, how you doing? And they take the money and they start wrapping the casket.
Oh, yeah.
In plastic.
Well, they're Hispanic. They do that to all their furniture.
Yeah. And it was four, like, white dudes. Four just, like, dirty white guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have, like, a big, like, heat blower.
Uh-huh.
So they're, like, shrink wrapping it.
Oh, wow.
But they did it while we sat there before they put it in.
They're just like...
Yeah, it was...
Don't mind us.
Just... Yeah, sorry for your loss.
No days off for the Hispanic community.
Yeah,
and it was just weird.
Yeah, it's weird Mexicans get the lazy reputation when they're literally always working. You know?
Yeah,
Latinos make a big show out of death, I think.
Oh, yeah, the fucking church service was like 85 different things. It was way too much. Just
it's
fucking.
Big to do. They even have all day, Dia de los Muertos.
Is that the day after Halloween?
Politically incorrect. When was this filmed?
What? What
did he
they
say?
They just said politically incorrect.
I don't know. Oh, this is 95.
Oh, that's like the first wave of PC.
Yeah, yeah.
It does look like it's from like 1968.
Yeah. But I think that's the set more than the filming style.
Got it. But also their clothes, they're kind of like 80s fashion a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Like I can't imagine Nirvana existing during this set.
I don't think they did anymore. When did Cobain go?
I think 96.
Oh, really? That's later than I assumed for some reason.
I'm going to Google this. Because I think In Utero came out in 96 and it was posthumous, but I might be wrong.
Kurt Cobain died in
1994. Oh,
thank you. Yeah, I was gonna say I think I would have been more
a year.
I would have been a little more socially conscious by 96.
Got it. Yeah,
because I was born in 87.
I see.
So yep. I would have I wouldn't be watching MTV by then, but I think I would like.
Yeah.
Somebody at school would have been talking about it.
Right. Like me and Eminem. I didn't really know who he was, but people were like talking.
Just like you and Eminem.
No, honestly, when I was 10, I was like,
comes back
I was
to
like, what's Eminem? What's Dr. Evil? Those are like the two first pop culture things I remember just because people at school talked about it. And I want to say first or second grade.
Yeah, Austin Powers was huge.
It was massive.
Spice Girls was huge. And Britney Spears, kindergarten.
I would say my first three cultural references were Eminem, Austin Powers, and 9/11. And those are still my three favorite things to this day.
Yep.
Just do it.
I remember kids quoting Adam Sandler movies that I wasn't allowed to see.
I was a
sheltered boy.
Yeah, I was too.
We were all sheltered boys.
We were all really sheltered.
And then I would go to my dad's house, and it'd be just free for all.
Oh no, I wasn't allowed to watch anything anywhere.
My mom didn't let me watch like TV except for nothing but PBS until I was like 13.
Really?
Yeah, I was late.
I never had a TV in my house ever.
Really?
Yeah.
And then actually, I watched Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. That was like the first, and it like changed my life. Like I snuck it in.
I mean, I was big Simpsons.
Yeah, me too. I think season 13, however old that is like.
Sure, what was it like growing up without a TV in the house? What the fuck did you do?
I read a lot. But
your parents didn't watch the news at night?
So there was a tiny TV for sports in my dad's room, in my parents' room. And I would sneak in there and I would watch like one episode of Judge Judy or like, what's it called? What's the...
Steve Wilkos?
No, who's the other? Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
I would watch like one episode. So I was like... literally not allowed to watch TV to be sheltered, and then I would end up just watching one episode of Jerry Springer a day, which was great.
One time my parents, or my mom, my stepdad went to go see Ali, I remember, on a date, and I watched Pirates of the Caribbean, and they got so mad when they came home and I was still watching it. They're like, you're not allowed to watch TV. But I was like, Mom, I love this movie so much.
But I would go to other friends' houses and like watch TV so that no one at school knew I didn't watch TV. Because I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, I remember being so pissed because everyone watched TV except
So I would like be able to quote like one episode of something and be like, remember in That's So Raven when they said this?
Wow. It's like you in comedy now.
What do you mean? I can quote one thing.
You can quote one joke from every comedian.
I can.
I know. You know just enough about comedy to keep afloat. Now this is me.
Sorry. Wait, are you roasting me? Are you saying like famous comedians?
Yeah.
Oh.
We don't need to focus on it. I don't really know what I meant by it.
Oh, come on. Duke it out on the air. Give me some.
I know.
Give
duke it out on the air. Yeah.
Give me a clip.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Actually, fuck you. I said it and I meant it.
He's roasting me because... I didn't watch a lot of comedy before I started doing stand-up, but I don't think that makes you better at stand-up to watch everything.
No, I don't think so. I actually know a lot of comedians, like, in small towns, San Francisco, who, like, watch every special, and it hasn't improved their
comedy. I think it actually makes you... You're just a fan.
No, I think what makes you better is watching people live.
Right.
I think that you can... That helps
and
you.
And, no, being on stage is the only thing that makes you better, so...
Okay. All right.
I'm somewhere in the middle. I think if you're a great comic, usually you have great influences.
Yeah, and I will say
I think so too. But also, what do you guys want me to do? If you don't have a dad, you don't watch that much comedy.
I was just kidding. I didn't even really know
much
what I meant
to do.
Stuart,
you know? Oh, is he with a little? Is that a lady or is this?
That is a lady. Okay. But he is.
That's a man, baby.
There we go.
Is that politically correct?
Yeah.
Al Akbar. Hate Kim. All right, we go all three of them in.
Wow.
Oh, she gonna get killed by Giorgio.
His dick?
Nope, Giorgio.
All right. Hell yeah. Now I'm paying attention. You castle freak.
Castle freak.
Castle freak.
I wasn't allowed to watch most comedy stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I think that's what made me love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think I'm the same. My mom didn't let me watch movies or TV, and I'm just like a total junkie for that stuff.
I love him creepy.
Although my mom was like, okay, Robbie, I'm going to let you watch the Borat segments of Ali G show because she loved it so much. Okay. And Zoolander. She let me watch Zoolander.
Is that why you still look like him?
Very good look. What is this, a center for ants? You know, I actually like Zoolander, too.
I didn't hate it.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I would love to see that.
What's that?
I don't remember two at all.
I just remember laughing a lot.
I would be very interested in seeing Zoolander with Andy Dick as Mugatu.
Oh,
like he was supposed to be.
Was that...
I believe Mugatu was written
honestly,
for
thank
Andy
God
Dick.
Wow. It wasn't Andy Dick.
Well, I mean, Will Ferrell's probably what made it a famous movie.
Well, Will Ferrell wasn't big at that time. It was like Will Ferrell broke out in Old School, which was after Zoolander.
You're correct, actually, yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like Ben Stiller picked the right stock because Will Ferrell went up and Andy Dick went.
Yeah, no,
you're missing titties.
Did.
Both of you are missing titties.
No, we're not. No, we're watching.
No, we're choosing autism.
We're choosing.
Continue
the
to argue over Andy Dick, but.
Ooh.
Oh wow!
Oh,
little
Bush.
Damn, dude. Now I see why this guy made this movie.
The Mighty Boo.
Oh, damn.
She has great boobs.
Those are good boobs.
I thought you were a man.
We thought he was a guy for a while.
Oh my god, Georgie, I was like,
damn.
Georgie.
Oh my god.
All.
He's eating pussy.
Wow, this alcoholic can really eat pussy.
In all fairness, at what point in this movie did you think we were going to watch this guy eat some black puss?
I did not see this coming.
You don't see a lot of pussy eating scenes in film.
Especially standing.
Especially standing, yeah.
Especially a hooker. Who eats a hooker's pussy, Zach?
Yeah, why would you? Have you done that?
Upsidaisy. Yeah, no, one time a hooker told me to eat her butt. And it was like 4 a.m. and I was like, man, I really hope she wasn't working before she came over.
Please. Yeah.
Because you really got to think, am I stop number
am
one
I
or
really, yeah, am I the
stop
end of
number
night?
Seven?
Wow, that's so
am
funny.
Am I the last stop on the train?
Am I going after a train? Wonderful.
I have to go. I've got work in the morning. Damn, is this the prequel to White Lotus?
This is literally White Lotus.
Yeah. Wow, we're synced up.
No, this is synced up with White Lotus.
True.
Of course.
Don't worry about paying her. The monster's going to kill her anyways.
Take it.
All right, you find your way out of the castle.
Whore.
Imagine leaving a hooker just in the cat, like.
With a creepy little guy.
By the way, you assume there's things that are worth a lot of money in the castle. Wouldn't let the hooker walk out on her own.
I have to say, being a hooker seems, after watching White Lotus and this, and knowing what I know, being a hooker seems a little stressful. Like.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
It's kind
of
like being a comedian. You have to be like, hey, are you going to pay me?
If you work in a if you work in a brothel, yeah. It's like being in a prison.
No, you just have to ask for your money really straight up. It's
right,
like
right,
scary.
Right.
It's like
and then
freelance.
Like, hey, can I Venmo you?
Yeah. It's kind of freelance vibes. Like, I would be thinking the whole time, are they going to pay me?
That's the worst part about being a hooker is the bookkeeping.
That's what I would find to be the worst.
By the way, what a hard thing to have to do. You're a hooker. You gotta find your way out of a fucking castle?
Yeah. Like,
there's whole video games that's the plot of.
Yeah, this is stressful.
Plus, if you're him, you don't want this hooker walking around with your fucking wife and blind daughter
in
the house.
Why wouldn't he send it?
Because his daughter's gonna trip down her can and fucking land in this fucking hooker's bush.
Yeah.
Yell at the cat again.
Yeah.
I found the cat.
Never mind. The cat's okay.
Oh, no. This pussy was eaten, too.
Yeah. Two pussy eating scenes in this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. It all comes full circle. Who dat? Oh.
Oh, little
so
horse.
The monster has the alcohol, you guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm a ghost.
Not the kinky guy again.
Oh, I'm a ghost.
How do you say Agostolino?
I'm going to the bathroom. We'll go right back.
No problem, Bob.
Alone.
What do you want? I always got to go beat his meat because of that hot black pussy. Yeah. She didn't come home last night. All right, go ahead. Talk some shit.
Okay, talk some shit. What should we talk shit about?
Just drop it. Go ahead.
Robbie sucks.
I like Robbie a lot. I would never, ever want to.
No. I like Robbie, too.
I really like him. He's a good dude.
He's funny. He thinks he's funnier than me.
Well, I mean.
Which is an issue.
I wouldn't
argue.
It's not worth it.
I know, you gotta let the dudes think that.
Yeah, you gotta. We have fragile egos.
I know.
We have so little. Like, you have to let us have that.
Yeah, 100%. Am I a suspect? Has there been a crime? 100%. No. So there's no need for you to look around, is there? Then you won't mind coming to the station to answer some questions. I love this. So have you watched White Lotus yet?
No, I have not.
Do you refuse? Or?
I'm not opposed to it. You brought a woman
here. Wow, he really fucked up now. He should have killed himself.
Sus.
Sus. Oh, no.
Uh-oh, that means there's still a hooker here. The monster just walks at her with cash.
He's like, I want to eat it. Dude, is he going to eat her out?
I don't know. We're going to find out, aren't we?
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
Though,
I'm scared for her pussy.
This director's previous film, Reanimator, does have a severed head eating a lady's puss.
Oh, wow. Wait, I like that. Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
All right, so the cops came. The wife found out he brought a lady home. And now we found out hooker's still alive. Monster got it chained up in the basement.
Jeez. Just another day in the life of an Italian.
Drink a little vino.
He's like, drink with me,
lady. Do a little
dance.
Drink a little vino.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just trying to date you. See, women are so cruel these days.
This looks like a Halloween party at the creek in the cave.
Yeah, except there's just no pictures of dead comedians. Mm-hmm. On the walls around you?
Yeah.
And Gino's not there trying to get you shots? Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Oh,
hey, buddy. Hey.
This monster's really grossing me out.
Gino? No, he's all right.
I really genuinely like Gino a lot, too.
He's a great guy.
Oh.
Ew.
Weird.
Oh, E.T., buddy.
Weird.
Body goals. Does he have a dick?
No
dick.
Oh, no, that's what turned her? How, Alex, are you ever going to explain to the child one day, hey.
He wants to eat her pussy. Aww, this
so
is
so
cute.
The entire time I was pregnant with you, once a week, I had to watch the most fucked up things known to man.
Yeah.
And I don't think it fucked you or me up at all.
I was thinking, the baby's hearing this.
Every week, once a week,
I know.
Yeah. I'm not too worried about this.
I was
this.
Thinking this okay. is the least of her worries.
Yeah, I guess so.
The baby's first words are going to be, doggy.
Hopefully. That's the fucking best case scenario.
It's your first word. What is it? Kratom. Kratom.
Still fucking best case. We're really swinging for fucking top tier words here.
Oh, he wants to try. You guys, this is actually the cutest thing. You men need to sit your white ass down and watch.
This guy's got the whitest ass.
Titty. He's eating her titty.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Look, who hasn't bit a little too hard on a titty?
That's
right?
Robbie.
Oh, no.
That looks like Robbie.
Oh, no. He sucked her pussy and ate her tit.
Look, who hasn't been there?
Robbie, it's giving you.
Yeah, what can I say? I work hard.
Hey, you know what? The important thing is that you try.
I know. The bar for men is very low.
I would never complain. We were discussing that while you were gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys said hopefully nice things about me.
We didn't.
Well, you're going to have to find out. You'll find
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
you'll find
you
out next week.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, Stuart's going to get an angry text in a week and a half.
No, we were very honest.
We were very nice.
I'm just kidding.
I said, you think you're funnier than me? And he said, let him have it.
I have so little.
That's yeah. What he said.
He nailed it.
Nailed it.
Wow, this is the most Italian man of all time.
Wow. So
hi, hi, I'm Mario.
Wait, who?
The guy that.
No evidence.
Oh, the kid, the hooker had.
The hooker had a kid, yeah.
Now she has one titty.
I got a dead hooker in my basement. What am I going to do? Hey, what am I going to do? I got a dead black girl. I had a dead black girl in my fucking house. Do I got a sign outside of the castle that says dead hooker storage? You can store the dead hookers into my bag, man.
I caught the Tarantino.
You see what I did there?
Yeah. Pretty good.
I dance when I say the N-word, because I'm a sacamico. And that's what I do. I make a joke, and you think I'm going to say the N-word, then I don't say the N-word.
Unlike Alex's baby, which will be her first word.
I don't say the N-word, and then that's a joke, because I dance around it. That's a comedy with a sacamico, huh?
A sacamico.
Oh, he's a cute. He's a racist, but he's cute.
That was also that Tarantino interview with Tom Segura. He talked about the scene he did. He's in a movie where he does a cameo and talks where he's like, Top Gun is about being gay.
Yeah.
And he would do that at parties.
Yeah, of
which,
course.
It's a great scene, but I'm like, how insufferable would it be if you're cornered by Tarantino? He just does a monologue like that.
I think it was Fiona Apple said she never did coke again because one
After
night
she
did
with
coke
him.
I know.
With Quentin Tarantino and
Paul Thomas Anderson,
so and funny. It was the worst night of her life.
That's so funny.
Tarantino does not need coke. He's already like, and here, take this though, and Bruce Willis. Da da da. I got so many ideas.
I just rewatched him as a bad guy on Alias.
Oh my god, yeah.
He just beats up a chick.
Yeah, Gardini like posted that clip. It was so funny.
That must be where I saw it.
Yeah. He directed a couple episodes, I think, too. He weirdly will direct like CSI or like some random ass TV show.
He is also one of the, because he's obviously one of the soldiers in Planetario. I believe also some of the zombies in the beginning. Because I know he got in trouble for biting one of the actresses.
Oh, God.
He got too into it.
He doesn't act in that many things, but one of them, and he gives 110%, is Little Nicky.
Yes. You know what? You're 100% right. That's a very good performance.
Said anything about this?
Why would they? The Duchess will never give him a divorce.
I am so Italian. So, look into my eyes.
The marriage of your father with her sister was not legal. No good.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God. This is me and Joe Gorman in 10 years.
Yeah. So he just found out basically that the freak is his brother.
Yeah. Oh no, Silvana Lucci.
Oh no, that sounds like a black hooker.
Oh.
What? That's the scream of a black hooker
Mama
in my basement.
Mia.
I don't know.
Spaghetti.
A black woman was in my house?
Oh no.
Oh no.
The hooker de Moulinian. She's screaming
so
my house. It must be the freak.
Was this the same lady in the very beginning that beat him, or was that the Duchess?
That I believe was the Duchess.
Okay.
Dio mio. Ronnie James Dio.
Ah, Booga the Pappy. Vesuvio.
Oh, James Gandolfini.
There's a restaurant called Vesuvio by my house that me and my wife will order from just because.
I know.
Vesuvios.
We like to pretend that Artie Bucco made
it. Yeah, Dalton actually really wanted to go there with me. He's like, it's called Vesuvio. I wish I had gone.
Oh, shit. Oh, Robbie, it's you.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, dude.
Wish she on her period.
Wish she on her period and so, you still funnier.
Period.
So true, Stuart.
This is an impression of me on my period. On period. I think I did that last one. I was here. That's as far as I'll go for impressions. Oh, shit. Ugh.
Hello.
See, I don't
you
like
okay?
the blood. I don't like
hey, lady. Oh, somebody ate your teeth. Oh, that's not good. Oh, you're alive. That's not good. All right, you gotta go.
Is she a dead or just a black?
Oh, wait, are you okay?
I hope that...
Are you okay?
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Oh, no.
Oh!
Hey, lady, you okay? Because I need you to get the fuck out of my house.
I didn't know this was a ghost movie.
By the way, this is terrifying.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, this is bad.
This is pretty scary. I have to be honest.
Hell yeah.
Was this after Reanimator? Or before?
Yeah, okay. After.
Right, 95.
There you go.
Say goodbye to
Yeah, which H.P. Lovecraft story was this exactly?
The Outsider.
Okay. Being gay.
For being a drunken whore. She can't see. It's fine.
This looks like such a rent a 90s couple.
Yeah. Yeah, it's when you. What do you say when you order on Wish?
Yeah, on Wish.
It's when you order Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise on Wish.
Ah, that's good. Eyes half shut.
Eyes all the way shut for this bitch.
Yes. Just eyes shut. That's a great Christmas movie. Eyes Wide Shut.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you should
Is
watch
it. Is pretty
it.
Explicit?
Not by today's standards.
Not by it's any of your any standards. Not worse than anything you've said here today.
No, it's not. It's good. It's like post Epstein. It's very good because okay. about like a secret perverted cabal. Conspiracy.
Cool.
And Tom Cruise just goes 10 for 10 buckets.
All right. I think you're going to have the same answer as me. Best Tom Cruise performance.
Magnolia?
I was going to say.
Magnolia.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, that's great, too. He's so funny in that.
You forget it's him.
I know. People didn't know it was him at first. They kept it secret. I also really like, I think Color of Money is really underrated. I loved that new Top Gun, too. I thought
Top Gun was amazing.
That was freaking great.
Jerry Maguire.
You.
Caroline's is closing.
What?
I probably should have said that on mic. I just got a text.
Wow. Man, where else can you do shows to three curtains? And
yeah.
Allegedly.
They should close.
I don't
Why
actually
they
know anything. No one texted me.
They couldn't fill that.
Alex, you can bleep that. For Robbie's sake, you can bleep that. Is that okay? Can you make a note of that?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I want to say one last thing. You couldn't fill that theater if you tried.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
I saw one person fill
I've
it.
Been,
I've
no,
I've,
I saw two. I saw Shane and Mullen both fill it.
Well, yeah, duh. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like
I also
people.
Saw Ian there. Just kidding. He was very funny.
The second time I ever did stand-up was there.
That was one of the first. I remember I did Funniest Show, I think, when I was, like, in town. Or, no, Ray Gutz's show. And I thought it was so cool that I was doing that place. My grandma actually bragged about it. She's like, my son did a show on Broadway. I'm not kidding.
That's where I met Patrice, too.
Oh, really? What was he like?
I don't know. I didn't get to hang out with him enough. I'm sure he was great. He was mean to me. But he was mean to me in a very funny, endearing way. In a way that like I appreciated. Because I think he knew I was a fan.
Yeah.
And he knew I would appreciate the ball busting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for sure. Oh
my God.
My
God.
She Becky. Actually looks really hot.
He ate her tit.
He ate her fucking titty. Oh, Lord.
Damn, dude. Leave the titty if you're going to kill her.
Just one request. Leave the titty.
Oh, they announced it. It's no secret.
Okay. You don't have to bleep it, Alex. Yeah, who'd have thought a giant theater right there that is almost never, ever sold out?
Never, ever. No comics hang.
Well, they didn't. It was hard to hang if you're a comic. They, like, gave you the side eye.
Yeah, they didn't want people there.
And, like, they were just booking all, like, Vine stars lately. Well, then I'll definitely try and go see David Tell there. Sounds like that's going to be their last show.
For New Year's?
It's like 28th, 29th, 30th. All right.
The last time I was ever there, I took a shit in Paul Mooney's dressing room.
Blackstradamus didn't count on that, did he?
Nope. It was Negrodamus.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was the last time I was there, I was on a showcase show, and like the seven of us had a bathroom, and then he was the next show, and he said, bathroom for Paul Mooney only, and I fucking took a fucking
amazing
real fucking ball choker.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I left it nice and swampy for Mooney.
Oh, God. That's the worst revenge that I could ever think of.
If he thought he hated white people before that, Paul Mooney walking into my fucking dump.
Oh, my God.
Some say that's what killed him.
If he survived, it was much longer.
Why does the cop have a Pellegrino?
Because he's bringing the water to the lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was being a silly goose.
Oh.
That's a good way to do that.
Pellegrino.
It's nice water. Oh.
I like that. I like that better than we had seen him die.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I always like off-screen deaths with like a little signifier.
This is like, what's the woman's name that I always mix up with Casey Anthony?
Amanda Knox.
Amanda Knox. Why do I do that? Why do I mix their names?
I see why you would do that. They're both like early aughts. Yeah. They're both guilty. No, I think Casey's innocent. Have you guys watched that new Peacock show?
No, but everyone's telling me to watch it.
It was very funny. The Daily Beast wrote like a pro Casey Anthony thing.
Really?
Yeah, or at least it was very like, in the post Me Too world, maybe we should re-examine Casey Anthony. It's like, did she kill her kid?
Don't Alex's kid is listening.
Alex, don't do that. If I'm gonna give you one piece of parenting advice,
scare the kid.
Alex, if your kid was to go missing and you were out partying at like a hot shit competition, I would be suspicious.
Yeah.
I would hope that you would. I mean, that would just never happen.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just. It makes no sense to me.
Zanny the nanny. How about Casey Anthony Cumia?
Hello. He wishes. We asked for water. Aqua, do you know if it's coming? Yes, I mean, in all fairness, he probably would have been a bigger fan of Kaylee, but I'm kidding. Anthony's the man. I'm just fucking around. Anthony's a great guy.
Zach, that was fun. Don't apologize for that slam dunk. That was a fucking genius.
He's a very cool dude. Who's been very good to me over the years.
How could you kill such a hot kid?
Ow! I mean, he's got to be the next stop on the Kanye spiral out of control.
I was saying he's next because he did Gavin yesterday.
Yeah, I would say Cumia is the next natural.
I mean, he literally did Gavin, so it's okay, yeah, Kumi's next. Kumi's like, I like what this guy is saying, but he's black.
Make him wear the mask if he's going to be on my network.
Yeah. Just like lock everything up if he's going to come in here.
Yeah. Hey, if he's going to be in the next room, make sure he claps every 10 seconds.
Gino tries to like give him a shot through the mask.
I mean, how much would you pay to see Kanye beat the shit? I would vote for Kanye for president if he beat the shit out of Kevin Brennan.
Oh, my God. Why are you punching me? Come on. Come on, don't punch. I don't even know who you are. I don't get your music. It's not good.
If Kanye just beat the living shit out of Kevin Brennan.
Because he thought he was Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
He was like, this is what you get for Chappelle dead naming me.
I'd be fine with that. I didn't even get my vote.
I know.
I would have to not vote for Dave Smith.
I now finally think Kanye is crazy because he thinks Owen Benjamin wrote Dave Chappelle's jokes. I'm like, no one in their right mind could ever think that.
I'm more upset that, I mean, I'm not saying those Owen Benjamin jokes that he was reading off his phone were good, but he fucked the one up so bad and it made me really mad. It was supposed to be, what is it? Ben Shapiro's only exercise is picking up shekels. But Kanye said shackles.
Shackles.
So it sounded like a weird slavery joke.
Yeah. Yeah, he, man, like 6 months ago he gave his favorite comedians list and it was like not bad. And now he's like, Owen Benjamin's the man. What the hell happened?
Duh.
Yeah, you know, I like this guy with his piano in his own backyard.
This guy's basically like, what if Ted Kaczynski played piano?
To be honest with you, I'd want to hear that.
Well, he's live streams every day for about 4 hours.
I'd be very interested in hearing Ted Kaczynski's piano works.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that was just a little guy.
Owen Benjamin is Ted KKK. Did you watch that movie, the Ted Kaczynski movie?
No, I did not.
It came out in like February. I heard it was actually pretty good. It's a neon movie.
All right.
Oh.
This is one horny castle freak.
Whoa.
Oh, they're perfect.
Why are you just getting naked in front of your mom?
Stuart's shipping this couple.
I ship them. They're perfect for each other. Oh, eat her out. Yes.
They're playing like Disney Channel music.
They're perfect for each other because he doesn't have a penis and she won't know.
So true, Stuart.
Yep.
They really
match
are.
Match made in heaven.
You know what? You're right. They're perfect for each other.
Oh, shit. Yes, bitch.
Well, up through the chimney. Like old Saint Nick.
Click, click, click.
This is a Christmas movie. Wow, this is actually a really good movie.
Yeah, it's actually good. Pretty...
It's like hard for me to not watch it.
The last couple have been good, Zach, that I would.
I've been accidentally stumbling on better and better films lately. The ones that stink really stink. By the way, shout out to the writer-director of The Sadness who hit me up on Instagram.
Oh.
Ooh.
Very nice guy. Looking forward to your next thing, dude, whatever it is.
The but happiness? Is or the melon...
No, very, very cool. He watched me and Dylan watch his movie.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
This really is like Amanda Knox. Now that's me.
Waking up
like,
on the floor.
I need a drink.
Wondering what's going on.
It's beer.
Time for brunch.
Just sleeping on my stomach. Fucking not sure what's really happening.
I've been so tired lately because I've been working crazy hours with people on both coasts.
Mm.
Not even drunk, dude. In the last few days, I fell asleep. My wife found me asleep on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
At 3 in the morning
when
I went to go to the bathroom, put my head on the wall and fell asleep. And I was gone for an hour and a half. And then she FaceTimed me to see where I was in the house. And she heard the phone ring in the bathroom. And I was dead asleep.
On the toilet.
On the toilet with my face on the wall.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And then the other night, I was answering text messages at like 4 in the morning, sitting on the edge of the bed. And I fell asleep sitting on the edge of the bed fell off head first onto the floor.
No.
And smashed my forehead.
Falling
on the
off a bed kill a lot of Americans, honestly.
What?
Yeah.
Falling off of beds kills like.
I was sitting like with my hands on my knees.
If I fall off my bed, I'm fucked.
I was sitting with my hands on my knees, checking texts, and I fell asleep. And just no, fuck it. Like when a toddler falls and they don't know how to put their hands up.
Yeah.
I just fell on the top of my head.
I'm sorry, Zach. That sucks.
That's all right. I'm done after. I got a little break after. This week, and then
this
I go
is actually probably exactly what I'm at Marilyn Manson's house.
He's gonna be. We're deep in the episode, so I can get weird, Zach. Now he's gonna be the trial that fucks up everything.
Oh yeah,
because now that Johnny
trial?
Depp won,
yeah,
the next trial is gonna be Manson watch suing the girls that accused him, and he's gonna win.
And that's going to be drama.
No way.
And then we're going to have to put on pink hats again.
That is going to be...
I don't think he's going to win, though.
Oh, he is.
You think so?
Yeah. Big time.
I guess I don't know that much
There's
about it.
There's no physical
Didn't
evidence.
Didn't he already sue Evan Rachel Wood?
What?
Didn't he already sue Evan Rachel Wood?
Yeah. It's going to be her and like one or two other chicks.
But I feel like when there's multiple, that's like more like, okay, they're probably not lying.
I don't know, dude. Trust me.
I don't know.
I think he's going to be the one that fucks up everything.
He looks too spooky to win.
So much work. By the way, we haven't seen the monster's face till now.
Till just now.
Oh, wow.
Which is very good filmmaking.
Oh, my God.
He just wants to go downtown. Yes. Is that you?
Yes,
oh, my God.
Of course, no. Oh, yeah. It's me, Frasier.
He just wants to go down on her. All men should be like this.
Come on. Let me eat you out. Come on.
I think they're good together.
I got a new voice I've been
She's
doing.
She's crying.
I got a new voice I've been doing. I really like it. You watched YKWD, right?
Yeah, I did.
I got my big booming Orson Welles. Well, down on the plantation, Daddy always used to tell us.
Who's that?
Orson Welles.
That's Orson Welles?
It's a version of Orson Welles.
Uh-huh.
But the big booming is very similar to the brain.
Or the brain, yes.
So the southern Orson Welles.
Southern, I can see where I always just do the brain. Also.
Like, yes, of course. Like we've never seen before.
She just
I can't remember what movie he's southern in that I'm copying.
I don't know. I love Orson Welles, though.
Do it now. Do it now.
Everybody goes for titties.
Yeah, she just stripped down.
She
Robbie,
was distracting him.
I was watching.
That's she was distracting him because he's horny.
Been there, brother.
Go, bitches.
In the original script, she was supposed to get fully naked. But she told the film crew that it was too cold, and she would only get down to.
It was too cold, diva. I love it.
Yeah, take it easy.
Plus, she was naked in like every other. That fucking superhero landing.
Oh my god!
This
barbarian.
This actor's doing the most.
Yeah,
this is giving. Barbarian.
I think this person lost a ton of weight for the part too, so that they can have all the prosthetics on.
I know. I'm looking at him like body goals.
Body goals for real.
Yeah, remember before I was talking about that actor being super gaunt?
Yeah.
When you're a monster in a movie, usually they want a super, super thin person.
Right.
So that when they put the shit on you, you're the size of a regular person.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes
sense. What do they do about you?
I don't need prosthetics.
Zach just shows up.
He's like,
show up. Oh, wow. This is a great skinny guy inside of a costume.
Yeah.
Zach's like, no, this is just
perfect.
Me.
John Leguizamo, is that you in there?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Dylan Negri. You look great.
Makeup and stuff is probably like pounds and pounds.
Yeah, you know what they say? The monster makeup had 7 pounds.
Yeah.
This monster is super scary.
Yeah, this is not.
He looks like
he's biblical a little bit.
He looks like Kratos from God of War a little bit.
I can see that. I was thinking the Predator a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Looks a lot like Barbarian.
I just started playing the first God of War, or the original for PS4 is good.
Oh, he missed.
Oh, he's got
his chain.
The thing. Yeah.
Finally, you've come back to me.
He missed his little chainy chain.
Stuart Gordon is horny as fuck, by the way. This movie is very weirdly sexual.
Yeah. I mean, Stuart Gordon wants to fuck, I'd say.
I think all horror movies are a little sexy.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. That's hard to argue.
Screaming and orgasms come from the same place.
Yep, your mouth.
Too true. Yeah, can you demonstrate, Stuart?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Robbie's jokes and his orgasms come from the same place, too.
My
his
mouth.
Butthole.
Oh. My
I wish I could orgasm through my butt.
Ew. Enough.
Oh, Stuart. Come on. A little peg action?
It's funny. No, I don't peg.
When you peg, do you orgasm in your butt? Or does it just make you cum?
Well, I mean, you're
I think the orgasm's still through the dick. Like, can you?
Yeah, but your G-spot's in your butt.
Your prostate's in your butt.
Oh.
It's well, that explains my last doctor's exam.
Orgasm.
Yeah.
You don't, like, come from your butt, but your
no,
prostate.
Like, the cum yeah, still shoots out. You don't come out of your butt.
Right, but the orgasm's in the butt, and it makes
the
you come?
The prostate is
the prostate's
your...
in the butt.
Wait, you orgasm in the through the prostate?
That's,
I mean,
the, like, the G-spot
yeah.
for men.
You know when you've got a boner, you can feel, like, more dick?
Yeah.
Like, past where it is, above your balls and stuff?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That, you go through your asshole to hit the G-spot on that.
Oh, wow. Fascinating.
So, like, it's not, or you're not coming out of your butt, but you're coming from...
Right. That's where the sensitivity and the pleasure is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Can't believe
but it's also gay.
Your...
Yeah.
What's that?
It's also gay.
Hasn't stopped me before.
Yeah, Robbie, you need to Google this.
I know, I should.
Robbie, I need to teach you about your body.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
I'm just a little boy. No, I think I knew. I didn't know the orgasm was like in the butt. I just thought it was like...
It's no, it's still a regular orgasm.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Have you heard of like prostate cancer?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like that.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought.
But
I
mean, the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. Look, my original statement was, I wish I could orgasm through my butt.
Ew.
Georgia.
My brother.
Oh, shit. This guy rocks. Hell
ew,
yeah,
dude. Giorgio is hideous.
Yeah.
He's, like, really grossing me out. Oh, wow.
This that's a good fucking... monster. It looks good.
Yeah, I like this
it
monster.
It looks super good.
I feel like I've seen monsters that have looked like him since.
Wow.
So there's a debate on whether or not this monster has ripped its own cock off. Because it doesn't seem to have genitals.
Oh, wow.
And it only does eat out that lady. It doesn't try and fuck.
Oh, yeah, true.
No, it doesn't have a penis.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he probably ate it all. Or-
and somebody apparently asked Stuart Gordon, did it rip its own cock off? And he said no.
The mom.
Did that somebody reading into it? I don't know.
He's like, I don't like all this subtext. Oh, wow.
Maybe the mom, the Duchess cut it off to punish
maybe,
him?
Maybe it fell off like the fly.
Oh, family. We're back together. Giorgio is really scary.
Giorgio. Oh, God.
Nice.
Oh,
oh, ooh. Jesus.
I love those just subtle like monster it. Butt shots.
Yeah, I love the butt crack.
Artistic monster ass.
Robbie,
yeah.
Now what's in the butt?
The prostate.
Good.
What's in the butt? My heart.
Aw.
These ladies are useless.
Yeah, they fucking do nothing.
Yeah. One of them can't it's the 90s, see. Jerry.
By the way, now you make me want to see... Seinfeldy Castle Freak.
He was in the basement. He was in the basement. He was raging in the basement.
Oh.
I think he's cute.
You're attracted to the monster?
Oh, he's wild, Jerry. He has a good time.
Jerry, I just introduced the monster to Bob Sacamana. He didn't like him. Forgive me. I think he ate him. I think about I ate him. That's what a monster does.
I love it when movies end in the rain.
I haven't had a date in 6 months. This monster's eating two pussies.
Well, you gotta be more assertive.
Yeah, the monster's eating more pussy than this dude.
As assertive as a monster?
Our awful Seinfeld is fucking a real nightmare.
It's scarier than the movie.
Oh.
I want to go to the real... Oh, okay. All right. Well...
Well, shrink wrap it.
They had a good run.
Oh, wow.
Damn, Bland Girl survived. Good for her.
I mean, pretty low body count, considering.
Yeah.
But
well, the monster had a pretty high body count. He had a lot of pussies.
At least three. Damn.
I will say, pretty goddamn good movie.
Yeah. You know, I like a movie with, like, a normal, like, a humanish monster and, mm-hmm. like, not a shitload of kills. You know, I can appreciate that.
This was a great movie. I was riveted the whole time. I love the Italian part. I love the blind girl. I love this woman's bangs.
Yeah, this was fun. This was a good one.
That's her daughter.
Almost as good
the
as
black
the ice cream man.
Whore's daughter.
That's, yeah, but that's the hooker's daughter. Her child. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Castle Freak. I want to thank my wonderful, wonderful guests, Stuart Fullerton and Robbie Goodwin. Please check them out on all that they do. Support them because that is very, very important. And thank you guys for tuning in.
He casts his family
I want to be a castle in the street and a freak in the sheets.
He casts his family as the Gelato People, which is my other favorite horror movie.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And we will catch you when? Next week. Where? On Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Buongiorno.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.